And you brothers, you know, some of you all are younger. You have great wives. You got to understand this. You know, you've been conditioned, man, to make a fool of yourself. I just thank God that he brought me to myself. And I guess he did that for the purposes of what I'm doing now at this in this stage of my life. You have a great wife. You have a great family, and you're running up and down the street and you're jeopardizing that to satisfy some quest for manhood. That's manhood. Cheating on your wife, jeopardizing your family, jeopardizing your health, the health of your wife. That's manhood. I think if you really read that Bible for yourself, manhood is going home and being faithful to one woman, raising your children, and empowering your wife. You know, it's a vicious cycle. And I need everybody to understand that everybody's been duped. Everybody's been duped. Everybody's been duped. And society, because society does not reach out to God, there's no real revelation of what manhood is anymore. There's no real revelation of what womanhood is. See, womanhood is not just walking around with a man on your arm. Womanhood begins with dignity and self-respect. That's where a woman... See, a woman, you have to understand, you start talking about a woman is the strongest of God's creations. And a woman, a real woman that is self-conscious and self-respecting, is not going to allow certain things. How is it that you allow certain things to go on in your life? It's because you have broken consciousness, and it hurts my heart to read your emails and to see that, you know, this thing has you like a drug. That when, even after you can articulate in numerous paragraphs, everything, every reason, you are above the so-called relationship that you are presently involved in, you usually end the emails with, but I love him. What is it that you love about this? What is it that you love about this? You have to know that there's something demonic behind this, and that it is not working in your favor. And this begins with, watch this, biting the bullet of separation, biting the bullet of individuality, and allowing yourself to go cold turkey and break this addiction to this fantasy. Because that's all you're doing now. You're chasing a fantasy. That's all you're doing. You're chasing a fantasy. And, you know, this, again, is just a random conversation. It's on my heart. I just wanted to talk about it. And for all of you brothers, you know, that may be listening to me or may watch this or whatever, you have to understand, man, that you're going to have daughters. You got mamas. You got sisters. And at some point, you got to really ask yourself, man, now, what is manhood? Is manhood really that crap that I heard them boys talking about in the barbershop? You know, the crap they talk in the barbershop, is that manhood? Is that really manhood? Or is manhood my being the foundation of society my being the empowerment of my woman, making my woman feel secure and safe? Is manhood my providing an atmosphere for my children to grow in safety and productively? Is manhood building a legacy that will live beyond me, that my great-great-grandchildren will remember my name? Is that manhood? Or is manhood just running around here, you know, on the phone line, and I'm going to hook up with this chick, I'm going to hook up with that chick? Man, what is that? What is that? What is that really? Come on, dude. What is that really? What is that? What is that? That's a waste of time and life. And the sad thing is, you don't realize how you're breaking your own community. You're breaking society. You're wrecking your children emotionally, because when you wreck the womb they come from, you wreck their future. And there are things that you are, there are problems that you're creating with that childish mindset that you can't begin to imagine. You can't begin to imagine the problems you're creating because you just refuse to grow up. You just refuse to grow up. And now, on the flip side of that, at some point you got to take responsibility. You know, I mean, y'all can email me and call me and run me down in the airport and ask me all these different questions, but at some point, you know, I can only talk so much. I can only write so much. At some point, you got to wake up and this is not working for me. This is not God's best for me. I'm better than this. And if I got to let my little heart break for my soul to heal, this is what I'm getting ready to do. But I'm not going to stoop and bow to these levels that are so far beneath me any longer. See, because as long as you let a man run game, he will run game. As long as you keep letting a man run game, he will run game. What if women, just everybody woke up at the same time and say, you know, I ain't gonna be no side chick. You know, you're not going to be sliding up in my bed unless you married. You know, let me do some investigation on you. I'm not going to let you just blow all of this stuff up in my ear. And I just, you know, just throw all my brains out the window and all my discernment out the window. And I'm just gone with the wind. I'm going to investigate you. I'm going to interrogate you. And I'm going to interview you. And I'm going to know what I'm dealing with. What if all y'all did that? Let me see something. In Proverbs 14:22 says, there's a way which seemeth right unto a man, the end thereof are the ways of death. See, there are things that seem right to your flesh in the moment, in the heat of the moment, but where is it going to end? I used to think I had it going on. You know, I really did. You know, I was. You have to also understand this. I was, for part of my childhood, I grew up across the street from a pimp when I would stay at my grandmother's house, which was quite often. I would be by my grandmother because my parents were working, you know, a lot. And there was a literal pimp and drug dealer across the street from me. And man, I'm looking and, you know, I'm getting these ideas. This is manhood, you know. This is what I've been hearing in the barbershop. And I thought that was right. Till one day the Holy Spirit had a real personal conversation with me. And he said, this is where I want to bring your life. But I can't bring you there living like you're living now. And it was then that I began to internally seek God And I realized that I had been sold a bill of goods that was self-defeating. And when God delivered me from that way of thinking and that lifestyle of womanizing, I lost, you know, I lost pretty much all of my friends. I did. I lost all of my friends, Ricky. Thank you. And even some of the women that I was running with said, he's gay. Oh, he's gay now. Man, please. You know. Anybody. Y'all know. But I knew that I had tapped into something that I had broken out. I started waking up. You know what I mean? I started waking up. And this is why it took me so long to commit to marrying Lisa, because I wasn't going to do this unless I did it the right way. I wasn't going to be responsible for breaking another woman. And then to find, watch this, then to finally have a woman that when I said to her, I'm not marrying anybody, move on with your life, who was strong enough to say, see ya, and actually move on, it revolutionized me as a man. Somebody asked me a week or two ago, when Lisa left me, she actually moved on. You know, I looked around months later, she had a new boyfriend, everything. She had, boy was a professional baseball player. And so somebody asked me, said, well, you know, when y'all finally got back together, which was about a year or so, did I feel differently about her because she moved on and got her new man? No, I felt no ways, I didn't feel, what's the word I'm looking for? It did not mar my impression of her. It actually expanded it, because for the first time in my life, I met a woman who didn't run for game and said, well, you know, you say you don't want me, I love you, but God bless you, I'm moving on with my life. It gave me a whole new respect to finally have a woman who would, you know, say I'm strong enough as an individual, even though I love you and I've been over backwards for you. You say you don't want me no more, I have enough self-respect that I'm not going to beg you. I'm not going to call you. All you're going to do is find out, and what, you know, social media wasn't happening back then. It was all word on the street. You're going to find out in the wind that I got a new man. I'm gone. See, when women change, men don't have a choice. Now, that's a statement right there. When women change, men don't have a choice. When women change, men don't have a choice. You gotta move out of this place of victimization. And you gotta understand, when you keep on choosing to go around the same circle over and over again, and I'm done, you're no longer a victim, you're a volunteer. You gotta rethink what life is, you gotta rethink what womanhood and manhood are. You have to rethink the whole thing, and you gotta start over again. And it begins with you taking the time to discover your individuality. And coming to that place, you know that you've discovered it, when you come to that place where you're perfectly content and happy as an individual. When you're perfectly content and happy as an individual, now you are healthy enough and you are whole enough to attract the same kind. Thank you, Lynn. So that's my thoughts for tonight. Those are my thoughts for tonight. And I apologize if, you know, I try not to come across as preachy, but I'm passionate about the message. So I love you all. I want you to have a great evening. And Think about some of the things we talked about. All right? Think about some of the things we talked about. And, yeah. If you've not subscribed to my channel, I'd love for you to join our family. Subscribe. Thank you, Trina. Thank all of y'all. You know, I just got so caught up with this, I failed to tell you thank you. Thank all of you. I apologize for not recognizing you. Subscribe to my channel. Don't forget to stop by my website, rcblakes.com, and subscribe to my mailing list so that you can get all the stuff I send out. You know, like we're going to be in Mobile, Alabama. We'll be in Birmingham, Alabama this Friday night. And you can go to my website, rcblakes.com, look under live events, and you can see exactly where I'll be. We'll be in Mobile, Alabama the following Friday, the 22nd and the 23rd, that Saturday morning. Registration for that event, it's called Swim, Sisters Winning in Ministry. Registration for that event is just $49. I would love to have you there. People are calling from as far as Europe to be a part of the 2020 Queenology meets Kingology cruise, Western Caribbean cruise. Also, you can find the information on the website about the cruise as well. I think we just about have a date and location for Queenology London. Yes, it looks like, and I'll verify this soon, it looks like it's going to be in March of 2020 that we will be coming to London, England with Queenology. So next step is to get Toronto. I want to go to England. I want to go to London and Toronto next year, as well as the Caribbean cruise. And so, hey, I love you all. Thank you for giving me a few minutes of your time. Let me pray for you. Father, I thank you for every person that's on this live and those that will view this even after it's done. I thank you, Father, for taking the statements we've made and helping them to process it. And some, dear God, are going to find this to be the kickstart to a mighty powerful deliverance from these systems that are entangling your people and holding your people in bondage. I thank you for freedom. Thank you for breaking soul ties. God, I thank you for freedom from those who are caught up in even narcissistic relationships that have just traumatized them. I thank you for freedom. I thank you for happiness. I thank you for peace. In Jesus' name, amen. God bless you. I love you. Thank you so much here. Thank y'all for just tolerating me and giving me a few minutes of your time tonight. I'll talk to you real soon. God bless you.
Thank you for listening today. If you would like more information or for other resources, please visit us on the web at rcblakes.com.